With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The College Football Experience, Akron Zips 2022 season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Look, you already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their brand new over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Colby swinging database, Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
That's right. And I can't hit this. There we go. Welcome to the land down under, folks, as we're breaking down all 131 college football teams. We are on YouTube. So subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube as well. And you will get all of our 131 episodes as we go team by team, door by door, like the damn Avon lady, Patty C.
Hey-o.
All right. I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-o.
First down. All right, here we are, dude. Call me crazy, but I am very excited to talk Akron Zip football with you, man.
There's a first time for everything.
I really am excited.
A team that has won 3 games in the last 3 years combined. You are far too excited.
Games in 3 years, and look, this is after they fired Terry Bowden. Yeah, I'm sorry, Terry Bowden. After a great run, I know every Akron fan after Terry Bowden got fired was basically going like this.
What the fuck did I do wrong?
They've been playing football since 1891, and Terry Bowden won them their first bowl game in 2015. And they fired his ass, what, two years later? 3 years later?
Well,
crazy.
Look, they went through, that made no sense. I called it out at the time. If you follow us, then I called it out as, what are they doing? Why would you fire him? But now they get back on track. I think
Tom Arth was a miss.
Things didn't work out with Tom Arth.
I mean, things didn't work out with Rob Ionello either, who was there for 2 years and won 2 games. So really, Terry Bowden is the oasis in the middle of a desert of suckiness. But I do think you're right.
I mean, they went out and got Joe Moorhead, and If you don't know who Joe Moorhead is, folks, first off, I wonder how big of a college football fan you are, because he had a big impact at Penn State, some of their best years at Penn State of late, as the OC and quarterback coach there. And then he went to Mississippi State, where he had two bowl seasons in 2 years, was fired unjustly, in my opinion. Then he was the Oregon Ducks offensive coordinator for the past 2 years.
Not to mention doing okay at Mississippi State. Like, did you mention that already?
Yeah, no, I did. But I'm saying, yeah, two years, two solid years, two bowls.
Two bowls.
So,
and then his run at Fordham.
Fordham is one of the more impressive runs. If you go back to when he was the coach of the FCS, Fordham, prior to him arriving, they were 1-10 in 2011. He shows up year one, 6-5 in the Patriot League. Then year two, 12-2. Then year three, 11-3. Then year four, 9-2. They went to the playoffs three times.
Immediate turnaround, I mean, and sustained it at a high level.
This is a, I was shocked, I'll be honest. When Cristobal took the Miami job, I thought, I wonder if Moorhead will be the head coach at Oregon. Then we knew the Washington State scenario was kind of dicey with the way Rolovich left and Dickert was interim. And I thought maybe Washington State will hire him. Either way, I still thought Moorhead.
He had high level Power Five coach written all over him,
and I still think he does.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of schools that I thought would take a look at him. I did not think it would be any school in the MAC. I mean, I'm sure they would take a look at him. I didn't think he would bite.
This is one of the most ridiculous hires for a coach that isn't trying to like rebuild his resume or recover from a scandal.
It's
just like they got a great coach at an amazing value,
and he's got experience in Akron, Ohio, with the Akron Zips, because he was with the program back it from 2004 to 2008. So
coming in and knows the ropes of Akron. Another quick turnaround. Are we looking at it, Colby?
Yeah, I mean, I am buying in. I am very much buying in. And shout out to Joe Moorhead. He was also played quarterback for the Munich Cowboys back in 1996.
We have a special place in our heart for. What was that? Was it still European League of Football? Or what?
I'm or not
World
sure.
World League of Football. That's what it was. I don't know.
Yeah, he was also the quarterbacks coach at UConn when they had some of their good years.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Joe Moorhead. I actually think this hire, I mean, I was shocked when he took it. And I think if you're an Akron Zip fan, you have to be thrilled. I think you're going to, I mean, first off, he walks into a scenario. Tom Arth was still building. He played a lot of inexperienced players from a season ago, but before we hop into the offense and the defense, in the schedule,
like one of the least experienced. Didn't they start like 22 freshmen or something?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So he's walking into a good situation from a youth point of view that got a lot of reps last year.
Yeah,
but then I know Lincoln Riley stole the headlines for the transfer portal, Patty C. But if there was a second place, I know that maybe you could mention South Carolina, Spencer Rattler, all those guys that came in there. Maybe LSU, Brian Kelly, but up there has got to be the Akron Zips. Let me rattle off what they did in the transfer portal this year. They landed offensive lineman Anthony Wigan, former four-star from Penn State. They landed wide receiver Daniel George, former four-star from Penn State. Mm. They landed wide receiver from LSU, Alex Adams. They landed running back Clyde Price, who I'm familiar with from K-State. He was a solid running back there. They just had Deuce Vaughn. They landed Shockey Jacques Lewis.
I think it's Shockey Jacques Louis.
I don't even fucking know.
Update you on your French.
Yeah, my French. Fucking Clouseau. All right.
He was a 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah, 1,000-yard receiver at Pitt. They bring in defensive end Devin Robinson from Memphis. They bring in TJ Banks, tight end from West Virginia. They bring in offensive tackle Max Baines from Houston, defensive lineman Curtis Harper from Syracuse, linebacker Tim Terry from Buffalo, coming over from Leopold, running back Cam Wiley from Minnesota, safety Kerry Martin from West Virginia, cornerback Cameron Threat from Mississippi State. Defensive end Victor Jones from Wyoming.
Just loading.
Caden Clark from Alabama, a former four-star.
What position is he?
Tight end.
Tight end.
Another tight end, and Nicholas Ogunovic, a tight end from a transfer from Kentucky. I mean, that is some serious.
That's a lot of winning Power Five talent coming.
Yes, I mean, I can already tell you, like right now, they might be the most talented roster in the MAC. They got 9 returning starters on offense. Starting quarterback DJ Irons is back. This guy's, I think he's promising. 6'6". I know he came in last year for his first year with Akron. 4 or 5 starters are back on the O line, and when you add those transfers, I think they got some nice depth there now. They're starting running back from a year ago, Jonzel Norris, is back. They're bringing back Tristan Brank at tight end. They have this Anthony Williams Jr. kid that's kind of a running back wide receiver transfer from Michigan State on offense, right? I mean, look, we can rattle off the stats. They were 119th in scoring offense a season ago. They were 100 in rushing offense. They were 79th in passing offense. They were 106th in overall offense. But new offensive coordinator Reno Ferry. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I think that's it.
Furry? Could be Furry.
This team's got some fun names on it.
Yeah. Reno Furry.
Ferry.
He's got a decent, if you go back and look at what he did, he was part of the Syracuse 10 win team a few years ago. He was then the OC at Towson?
Yeah.
Running backs coach at Towson, where they had Darius Victor. And if you've been following the USFL at all, Darius Victor is tearing apart the USFL.
Oh, Generals running back?
Yes, Generals running back.
Is he the bowling ball?
Yes, the bowling ball. That guy's a beast.
Nice.
He was CAA rookie of the year with them, but he was part of that. Also the Ravens running back Terrence West played for them, but he was part of that Towson team that went to the FCS championship.
Yeah, Terrence West apparently set FCS records, 2,059 rushing yards or 2,500 rushing yards. This dude coaches some running backs.
I think the offense is going to be pretty damn good. By the way, at Towson, he worked running backs, fullbacks, and tight ends. He was also the recruiting coordinator. So I wonder if he's got some ties into the Maryland area, which we know is talented or more talented than what people realize. I just think that's just on offense.
Seems like a nice hire,
dude. I mean, landing that many players in the portal, we'll get to the schedule and stuff like that. I instantly think they're one of the more talented teams in the MAC from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, if we take a look at what they've done recruiting wise, on a national level, terrible, obviously, over the past 5 years, last 5 recruiting cycles, 127, 115, 125, 124, but his first recruiting cycle up to 111. So that's a nice little.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
But pretty much always shit. within the conference, that's good for 10th, 9th, 10th, 12th, and 10th. So pretty much the worst talent in the conference, you know, prior to this transfer. Within the transfer portal rankings, 178, 106, 154, but boom, this season, which is what Colby's talking about, all the way up to number 71 in the transfer portal rankings, which is pretty damn impressive for.
I mean, he's only been there a couple months too. Like, I am really impressed with the hire. I'm really impressed with what he's brought in at the skill positions. Tell me that there's going to be a better team in the MAC skill position wise than what we're looking at here. I don't know that there will be. I'm just completely impressed with what has happened with the hire and what he has done in a quick amount of time. Before we get to the defensive side of the ball, I got to get us paid, Patty C. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Akron Zips season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. You're probably wondering, hey, Colby, what is this stuff you speak of? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all of those things. And it costs less than $3 a day. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Afraid so. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish here at the SGPN studios. It makes it truly easy to stay private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history will be shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. You gotta love that, all right? So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use that promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That is ipvanish.com/SGP.
That number jumps out at me every time you say it.
Every time. 70%. I mean, that's going to be the increase with Tom, with Joe Moorhead to Tom Arth.
Yeah.
Probably.
Which won't even be that impressive.
I also want to tell you, we're brought to you by the SGPN app. So go out to the App Store, the Google Play Store. It is free to download. It is our home for all of our free picks and podcasts. You'll get access to all 131, team previews. So do that. Hop on over there. All right, get that free app. Grab that thing today and let it ride. Patty C. Defensively, first off, 7 starters are back on defense, including the team's leading tackler, Michigan State transfer Jezlord Boateng. He's back.
It's a great name.
They returned 2 of 4 on the D line, led by senior Zach Morton. 2 of 3 linebackers are back. I just mentioned Boateng. He's their top guy. 3 of 4 in the secondary are back, led by free safety Nasari Jackson. Both their kicker and their punter are back. Patty C.
Nasari, Miss Jackson. You are for real?
Yeah, there you go. The Outcast reference there. Don't I have an Outcast sound drop somewhere? I don't know. New defensive coordinator is Tim Tibsar. Now, Tibsar. Tibsar. Yeah. Tibsar's got a rich history in football. You know, he's been all around. He I think he played at North Dakota, the Fighting Hawks up there, but he's been at San Diego State. He's been at Cal, Cornell, North Dakota, K State. He's a Franklin guy. So, also with the Montreal Alouettes in the CFL, Purdue, Chicago Bears, Northwestern with Pat Fitzgerald, Wisconsin from 2015 to 2017.
Pretty nice coaching. I don't know if you call that a pedigree, but at least a history, coaching background.
Yeah, and the Oregon State Beavers. So, I think Tibisar. I just think I'm really impressed.
Well, it can't be any worse. Their defense last year, 125 scoring defense, 128 rushing defense.
Yeah, every running back in DFS. By the way, come play college football DraftKings with us, or I'm sorry, come play college football DFS with us, because you know last year we were just. I feel like all of us were taking whoever played Akron. You take the running
take
back.
The running back. And I mean their rushing defense is so bad that it actually makes their passing defense look respectable. Their passing defense was 55 last year.
Yeah.
But 128 on rushing defense.
That's because they never passed.
Right.
They just throw 3 passes again. Everyone in the MAC was running triple option. Right?
Yeah. That must be why. Because either that or everyone just ran roughshod right through them.
Yeah.
But I'll give it to we'll get to the schedule in a little bit.
No, we'll get there pretty much right here. But Patty C, Las Vegas is saying. This is crazy to me. Okay, so the win total, 2.5. If you take the under, it's at -160. If you take the over, it's at +135. So you're getting positive action on the over. Patty C, without looking. The Akron Zips. Shout out to Charlie Fry. Shout out to Jason Taylor.
Shout out to my boy, Kevin Grant.
Yeah, Kevin Grant. Your boy.
Earned an alum.
that. We haven't even gone game by game on the schedule yet. I have found this year's Kansas. If you followed me last year, I locked up Kansas over 1.5 wins. That cashed in with the win at Texas. So, what I'm basically telling you is you need to get in on this action. This is going to be a Dundee play. Over 2.5 wins, plus 135. Put some serious money on it because this team is too talented from what they brought in the transfer portal, let alone Joe Moorhead's talent X's and O's wise is probably ahead of almost every coach in the MAC. Patty C.
They got a lot working for him.
And we just released our MAC coaching rankings. So go check that out on Twitter at TCE on SGPN.
Boom.
Patty. Look, over 2.5 wins. I'm just going
to
go ahead. This is a lock.
Look at that schedule.
This is a lock. Let's pull up that schedule.
Because you never know if all of a sudden they're facing Murderer's Row, and they kind of are in a non-conference.
Actually, league. They are the team that I got to make a note of here. Let me here. Shout out to the University of Michigan State and the University of Tennessee. Michigan State was scheduled to play in Boise at Boise State. They canceled that game and then welcomed Akron into East Lansing. And Tennessee, if you remember correctly, Patty C, was supposed to play Army.
Yeah.
Tennessee canceled, actually had to pay Army like $500,000 to not play them because they were afraid of playing Army.
Was that going to be on Rocky Top or would that have been?
No, it was in Rocky Top.
Okay.
And they replaced them with Akron.
Yeah. Very convenient.
Isn't that ironic? So Akron, you know, they see that they're 128th in run defense and they say, hey, they've won 3 games in 3 years. Perfect for our, you know, postseason aspirations.
Yeah.
All right, but let's hop into it. Thursday, September 1st in InfoCision Stadium. The Red Flash, St. Francis coming in. I'm sorry, buddy. Tommy Arth is going to roll the Red Flash. So the win total is 2.5. They're going to be 1-0, much like Lance Leopold was last year. Joe Moorhead. They're going to be 1-0, just like Leopold was last year.
St. Francis 5-6 last year at the FCS level. They should get that win.
Yeah, they're going to beat St. Francis. Week two, they're traveling to East Lansing. The game I just mentioned. They'll lose that. Week three. It wouldn't even surprise me if they hung around that though with all that talent they got.
It would me.
Michigan State? They're not that great.
I don't care if freaking Joe Moorhead is Steve Spurrier and what Vince Lombardi combined. He's not beating Michigan State on the road next year. With that team, they've won 3 games in 3 years.
He's brought in like the whole one SEC.
One of those wins was against an FCS school in Bryant. Now here's something that we'll feed it. We'll talk about Bowling Green here in a second. But those other 2 wins, both against Bowling Green the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you act like Michigan State is some type of like, they're still the team that barely got past a 3-win Nebraska team. They should have lost that last year. All right?
This is a team that won.
They beat a 2-win Indiana team by 5 last year.
They won a New Year's 6 bowl game.
Without Kenny Pickett. You can't quote bowl game shit anymore. There's 30 players sitting out.
It doesn't matter. They went to the New Year's Six Bowl. They had a great season.
Watch out for my zips. All right. Watch out. Zip it up. Week 3 at Tennessee. Any chance they knock off? No. So I got them at 1-2. You got them at 1-2.
Yeah.
The win total's 2.5 guys. Then they actually are on the road 3 straight weeks. Pretty fucking brutal.
I'd like to see Bama do that.
Yeah. Bama hasn't done that. Bama hasn't played 3 away games in general in fucking 20 years, right? let alone 3 weeks in a row.
Neutral site games.
At Williams Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, against Charlie Brewer and the Liberty Flames.
That's another L.
Would it surprise you?
It would. I think Liberty is pretty darn good. We'll see what they are without Malik Willis.
Okay. Look, I'll even join you on this. Liberty wins 1-3.
I would be surprised, but that would be impressive. It would be less surprising. It would be than the other two. If they were able to beat Michigan State or Tennessee on the road, that would be amazing.
Well, let me just tell you, last year's Malik Willis team, they only beat Troy by 8. They lost to Syracuse. They lost to ULM. ULM was in first year of Bowden. Bowden was at Akron.
True. Maybe Liberty a little susceptible.
Watch out. Watch out. But either way, I'll meet you in the middle there. I'll say 1-3.
Yeah.
Then they have homecoming Saturday, October 1st against Bowling Green and your boy Scotty Loeffler. Akron's winning this game. This is a guaranteed win because they were beating Bowling Green the past couple of years when they were fucking horrible before all these transfers.
Do you know before those two wins by Tom Arth of all people, that Bowling Green had won 10 of the last 11 in this series?
Before the last 2 years.
Before the last 2 years.
And right now, Akron's way ahead of Bowling Green.
Yeah, they smashed them 2 years, 31-3, 2 years ago, 35-20 last year. Not particularly close.
So, guaranteed win.
Yeah.
They're 2-3. All you need now, it's October 1st, folks. All you need is one win to hit the over. They are at the Ohio Bobcats the very next week. Patty C, you know what Ohio did last year? They were 3-9.
They still whooped Akron.
Okay, but still 3-9. You're telling me this is not a winnable game?
It is winnable. There, it's a different scenario entirely.
He's gonna win this game. You're gonna cash by October 8th.
I don't think they go and beat Ohio at Ohio.
They will. They will have cashed by October 8th.
Okay.
All right. Now the following week they do host Jim McElwain's Central Michigan Chippewas. I'll even say loss there, but I still think that's a winnable game.
Sure.
I think Central Michigan though is ahead of them right now.
I'd like to see what he does with TJ Irons.
Yeah.
Moorhead.
So let's say loss there.
Yeah.
I got them now at 3-4, right? 3-4, right?
Yeah.
Then they're at Kent State. Kent State, you know, they lost Dustin Kom, right? I'll even say Kent State's ahead of them. 3-5, right?
Wait, is it Kent State that has the top off of Kent?
Yeah, Sean Lewis.
Sean Lewis. Yeah. He's got
so
a
let's
great
say
offense.
3-5.
There might be some fireworks in that game. Although I wonder though, is Moorhead more responsible for the power game that Oregon had than Cristobal?
Cristobal probably, right?
Maybe.
I think those are winnable games, by the way. 3-5. They're home to the Miami, Ohio Redhawks. I'm gonna call for a win there. 4-5.
What was this game last year? That was Miami went 7-6 last year. I don't have the score right in front of me, but
I have that for you, buddy. The Red Hawks did take down Akron by 13.
Okay, so that's not.
And that was in Oxford. Now they got to come to Akron, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's a win, right? Then they get a bye week to prep for Eastern Michigan on a Tuesday, November 8th, Maction night. Now here's the thing about Eastern Michigan. You know I'm high on Chris Creighton.
Yeah.
Regardless, though, he doesn't blow teams out. So this is going to be like a one score game.
Yeah. The fact that it's
anyone's game.
Yeah. Helps. I bet they get two out of these last three.
Then they're at Buffalo. I think that's a win. Then at Northern Illinois, that's a loss.
Are we sure Thomas Hammock is going to have,
that's a winnable game, dude. You can make a case. Call me crazy. You can make a case. They're going to contend for the MAC championship. I know that sounds fucking crazy. But based on all that talent they brought in,
I mean, the talent within the MAC, I feel like there's so much turnover in the MAC, and that's what makes it such a fun conference, you know.
And they own those Tuesday Wednesdays, which they should do more of. Patty C, call me crazy. This is a lock.
2.5. I do think they probably get to at least 4.
I think I think they might go bowling. Yeah. I think they might go 6 or 7.
Yeah, probably not contending for the MAC year one, but. We could see a
how many players out there? How many other MAC schools brought in 3-4 stars?
We will find out as we do more studying. But
that's true. But subscribe to the College Football
to have
experience.
The 71st ranked team in the transfer portal. You know, at a team that's won 3 games in the last 3 years,
and a coach X's and O's. He's proven to be a good coach,
right? But I just mean like, yeah, if he's got the coaching chops and he can recruit. With that little going for them, imagine when he gets the ball rolling here. But right off the bat, year one, I think you're right. It's looking up.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
And I'm seeing the tide turn, buddy. Lock this up. This is a Dundee lock. All right. Who's joining? Are you on board?
The Zips are back.
Are you going to lock it?
It's a little early for me to call it a lock.
Fuck it.
It's a little early, but I like it. I like it.
This guy over here.
I would easy take the over.
He's going to take the over. He says easily, I'm going to lock it up. Your boy Dundee. Let's just make sure that we go out on a fucking high note. Guys, subscribe to the College Football Experience. We're going to break down all these teams, every team in the MAC. We'll even have an FCS preview, but also on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our page, the College Football Experience, because we're breaking them all down here on the College Football Experience. And look, give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. If you do, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at DColbyD. Show me that review and I'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. Maybe Joe Moorhead will hit me up and say, I want a t-shirt.
Boom.
Boom. Let's do it. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. I'm on Twitter at D Colby D, as I mentioned. NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. And look, check out all of our other podcasts. Akron, I know you lost Ali, your great basketball player. He transferred to Butler, where he's gonna be with Dad Mata. But Akron, I know you keep a decent basketball program. We got you covered because we also host the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball all year. We talk college football all year. So check us out there. Also check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, Sports Gambling Podcast Network, because we have stuff for every sport. I mean, every single sport. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. We're always talking college football in there. And yeah, folks, let's get ready to rock, because I am locking you up. I'm taking you to the land down under. Akron over 2.5 wins. Get in now before that number goes up. Get in now. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience. Akron Zip style. Zip it up. You better start thinking about yours. You come from a land down.